Yeah. So we're in Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi, so what do we see in the Gemara? Rav Ashi had a bayah. He's the Shimon Tzoros through the desert. And then Rava's bayah, and the Gemara says that Rava's bayah, whether there's Hadol Tzoros, is b'derech impim Suleimah from the bayah of Rav Ashi. So yesterday we saw how Rashi learns the Gemara. I think I said yesterday, I think the Rashi's here are the Shnubashi, the Kirashis. So we're just going to talk about the Shnubashi. That Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is that Rav Ashi's Chatira is whether the din of Chati Nezik Tzeres is the Tashlumin Shleimin. That's the full Tashlumin of Tzeres. The Torah said the Nezik Tzeres is Chati Nezik. I mean, that's the full Tashlumin of Tzeres. But by carrying where it's Mishunah, the first two times, and therefore, when it's Mishunah, it will have its own Tamos. Meaning, if Chatzinez and Tzoros is the full Tashlumin, every Karen you have Tammuz, and then you have, when it's a Mu'ud, you have the Tashlumin Ashleimin. So, Rav Ashi wants to know, Chatzinez of Tzoros of Karen, Tzoros of Karen, where the Hilkos says that's Chatzinez, is that the Tashlumin Ashleimin of Tzoros? If that's the Tashlumin Ashleimin of Tzoros, so the first three times, when it's still a Karen Tam, you'll only have half of that. That'll be Chatzi, that'll be a Shimon Tzoros, it'll be Rabbi Nezik. After three times, you'll graduate to the Tashlumin Hashleimim of the Tzoros, which is Chatzin Nezik. And if that's the case, then the Tzoros itself can't have a further Hadah. Because what's it going to give me to have a Hadah of Tzoros? Tzoros itself, Chatzin Nezik Tzoros itself, is already the Tashlumin Hashleimim. Mu'ud means, when you go from Tam to Mu'ud, means you graduate from the partial Tashlumin to the full Tashlumin. Chatzin Nezik Tzoros, if it has its own Tamos of Rabbi Nezik, then Chatzin Nezik is a Tashlumin Shleimim. If it's a Tashlumin Shleimim, then Hadah is not going to be Maisif anything, and then it's a double portion that ain't Hadah with Tzoros. If, on the other hand, according to the other side of Rav Ashi's Bayah, Tzoros does not have its own Chatz, its own Tamos. There's no partial, there's no Revi'ah Nezik kind of payment. You don't work your way up to the Chatzin Nezik of Tzoros. It's Chatzin Nezik Tzoros from the beginning. So then, Zen Noisen Mokin List Stopik, there, Rava has a Sof. Is the Pshat that Chatzin Nezik Tzoros is really a full payment, but it just doesn't have a Tamos because Le'ashkachem Botsim Yikaldo. But it's really not a full payment in its own right. It's a kind of Tamos in its own right. And if it's a kind of Tamos in its own right, then maybe it can then graduate up to Nezik Shalom. And that's Yesh Hadol Tzoros. Or do I say, no? Since Chatzin Nezik, the reason why Tzoros doesn't have its own Tamos, you don't work your way up to Chatzin Nezik, is because Chatzin Nezik itself is a kind of Tamos. It's itself a kind of partial payment, a kind of Tamos, and then you work your way up to the Hadov Nezik Shalom, and that's the Tzad that Yesh Hadol Tzoros. That was the Nehala Chatun, and the Lashon of Rashi is very Meduyik. It's also Gevaldik Meduyik, according to Rashi, with the Lashon of Rashi in Yud Chesem and Beis, the Rashi of Ayyumah, which at the time we fled. But now I understand that, now I see what it's saying. The Rashi of Oy Dilma, about three quarters of the way down, on Yud Chesem and Beis, towards the end of the line, Oy Dilma, this is clearly a Lishna Basra, the Rashi. He's explaining the Sofik of Yesh Hadol Tzoros in the Lishna Basra. So Rashi says, what's the tzad of Ein Hadol Tzoros? As Rashi, Oy Dilma, Mei Korek, Yavdik, Yuchi, Toldu, Deregli, Do Uchu, Vezeka Motzi, Vafili Hochi, Chatzin Ezek, Nimishalemes, Hilkuch Zui Hadol Oso, Ve'ein Lo Hadol Acheres. This is its Hadah, and there's not any further Hadah that's available. So at the time when we read the Rashi, I thought Rashi is saying, similar to what Rashi in the Lishna Kama critiques the Lishna Basra altogether. Rashi in the Lishna Kama asked in the Lishna Basra, what kind of suffer could you have? Whether it's Hadah or Tzoros? Tzoros is Ruggle in the first place. What are you going to put in more Ruggle? So I thought this Rashi within the Lishna Basra, in the Lishna Basra, there is a suffix whether Yesh Hadol Tzoros. There seems to be a tzad that is Hadol Tzoros. But within the Lishna Basra, the tzad that ain't Hadol Tzoros is the same critique that the Lishna Kama leveled on the whole approach. And what sense does it make to have Hadol by Tzoros when Tzoros is already Rogel? But now, the people we saw in the Rashi over here, in the Sugan Yutes, I think that's not the tzad in that Rashi. Rashi's not saying a svara of his own, that, you know, Rashi's, he's really saying what he says in Asugyu. He's saying he's invoking our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if Tzoros doesn't have a Tamos of Revi'ah Nezik, if Tzoros has a Tamos of Revi'ah Nezik, Well, you know, he's looking at Agamar. Agamar says that if Tzoris has a Tamus or Revi Nezek, then that means that Tzchatzi Nezek is a Tashlum and Shleimim. And there's no room for any further Hadok, because this is already the Tashlum and Shleimim. If there's no Revi Nezek, and it's Tzchatzi Nezek from the beginning, then Yeshli his topic. Maybe there's then, maybe Tzchatzi Nezek is a kind of Tamus, and you can graduate to a further Hadok, Nezek Shalom. Or maybe not. And maybe, even though there's no Revi Nezek, because Le'yaskechon, it should be Revi Nezek, but Be'etzem, Tzchatzi Nezek is a hadah in the first place. It's a kind of hadah. It's a tashlum and shleimim. Chatzi nezek tzoris is a tashlum and shleimim. And since it's already a tashlum and shleimim, there's no mokum for a further hadah. And that's basically what Rashi's, that's what Rashi's explaining. It's out of ein hadah l'tzoris, because it's already a tashlum and shleimim. It's not a partial tashlum because it's not yet totally ragel. This is the, or because it's only tzoris. This is the tzoris hakosov, that this is the tashlum and shleimim of tzoris. So after three times, no room for any further hadah. This is as mu'ud as it gets. A component, that's the mahalach of Rashi. What about Toshav Ben Aparetz? I wanted to Toshav Ben Aparetz this time. Yechal de Enshini, that now. Explaining the Imtim Suleiman. Why does the Gemara say that if there's Shinu Tzoris for Revi Nezek, then there can't possibly be a Hagda'a for Tzoris of Nezek Shalom? So in Rashi, we saw how Rashi was. Because if the Shinu Revi Nezek, that means that Tzoris is already a Tashlum and Shleiman. If it's a Tashlum and Shleiman, then the Hadah is not going to make it any more. Ibn Peretz doesn't say that. He says a different thing. He says that what he says rather is that if there's Shini L'Soris, there will be a Nezek, then there can't possibly be a Hadah that'll go up to Nezek Shalom. Because that would mean that the Hadah is Kifle Kiflayim. Because, at least by Karen, by Tzoris of Karen, remember when we're in the world of Tysus. This Tzoris of regular, Tzoris of Shein, the Tzoris of Karen. We're talking here about Tzoris of Karen. So by Tzoris of Karen, if the first time will be Revi Nezek, so how could the Hadol make it Nezek Sholem? How could it be Hadol of Tzoris that it should be Nezek Sholem? That's going to mean that the Hadol is four times the Tamas. The first time when it's a Tam, it's Revi Nezek. Then after it becomes a Mood, it goes up to Nezek Sholem. It's Kifle Kifle. The Torah says that time goes up to that hadah does doubles. Like niske gufay, when the Torah talks about tamus and muodus doubles the chiyuv by regular time. That's Torah. So you see that hadah doubles it. So but how can you have a hadah that quadruples it? So if the first time the behemoth kicks Torahs. If the first time the behemoth kicks Tzoris, it's Revi Nezek, how could the third time possibly be Nezek Shalom? That means the Hadol is quadrupling the Chiyuv of the Tamus. This is a very difficult L'chara, Lashkar for Shaina. It's a very difficult Svar. Hadol takes a Tam and makes it into a Mut. If there's also Hadol with Tzoris, let's say by regal, if there's Hadol with Tzoris, so Hadol takes Tzoris and makes it into a Nezek Shalom. Makes it into also a full-fledged Tashlum. So here I have the Revi Nezek. The reason why it's Revi Nezek, if you ain't Shinu with Tzoris, the Revi Nezek, the reason why it's Revi Nezek is because it has two things. A, it's a Tam. B, it's Tzoris. A, it's a Tam, and B, it's Tzoris. So you have half for Tzoris, and you have half for being a Tam, so you get a quarter. Now that Hadol comes, and the Hadol says that the Tam became a Mu'ud. And so the Tamus had a Hadol. But if the Yesh Hadol, the Tzoris, then the Tzoris also had a Hadol. So there was a Hadol for the Tamus, there was a Hadol for the Tzoris. Why can't it quadruple that? Why shouldn't it quadruple the Nezek Shalom? Who cares that it's quadrupling? Why focus on the number? What does Hadol do? Hadol takes off the Tamus and makes it into a Mu'ud. Hadol takes Tzoris and makes it also into a Mu'ud, because that's the Tzad that Yesh Hadol Tzoris. So I have Hadol. So the Hadol makes my Tamus. Before the Hadol, I had Tamus and I had Tzoris. Now I have Hadol, so it's Ois Tamus, Ois Tzoris, so Shavin Ezek Shalom. So who cares that it happens to be quadrupling? So I think the Pshat in Rabbeinu Peres, this story of Rabbeinu Peres, it's a big chiddush. But it ties in very much that we saw it in Rabbeinu Peres and Daf Yudches earlier. When Rabbeinu Peres himself explained the whole issue of Yesh Ado L'Tzeres or Ein Ado L'Tzeres. So you remember Rabbeinu Peres said that in Svara there should be Ado L'Tzeres. In Svara there should be Ado L'Tzeres. And for that matter, in Svara he said, B'nevshus ha-nizik kwein tar-tachvin, Tzeres should become Nezik Shon. Tzeres of Karen should become Nezik Shon. The other tzad is, Ein Ado L'Tzeres is because it's Exeres HaKosov. You see by regal, even though it's Kaycha Kagufoi, in Svara Kaycha Kagufoi, it should be Nezik Shalom. The Hilchas of Tzara is dead, then nonetheless it's Chatzin Nezik. So you see that it's a Hilchas of Mimena Ein Legroya, that despite the fact that it's Kaycha Kagufoi, it's Chatzin Nezik anyway. So despite the fact that there's Hador, it's Chatzin Nezik anyway. Despite the fact that it's Pshusha Nezik, it's Chatzin Nezik anyway. That was the Rebbeinu Peres. When you're grappling, what is the Rebbeinu Peres making this common denominator? Miskeyam, you know, Chatzra Nezik, and Hador, and Koicha Kagufa, these are all things that in Svara should make it be Nezek Shalem, but on the other hand we have a Hilchasa, and the question is, you know, how strong is the Hilchasa? Does the Hilchasa just get rid of the Koicha Kagufa part, or does it allow me even to ignore the Hadah and to ignore the Chatzar and Nezek and so on? Neither the Hezbollah. So I said at the time, I thought what's going on in that Rabbeinu Peres is that Svara is Pshuto, Chatzin Nezek Tzoras, the reason why it's only Chatzin Nezek, I mean, of course it's Hilchasa, but is that the Torah was Mimayat in the Chiyah Shmirah of Koicha. You have to be shomer your behemoth that it shouldn't be mazik the gufa. To a certain degree, you have to be shomer that it shouldn't be mazik the kaycha, but not ad kedekach that there should be mechayev you nezik shalom. Only enough. It's only enough. That chi of shmira is only enough to be mechayev you chatzin nezik. You know, in svar kaycha kegufa, I have to watch the behemoth. I have to be gufa. I have to watch it mikaycha. But nonetheless, the hilchasa says we're mekel in the chi of shmira. It's only enough to be mechayev you chatzin nezik. Ha'adah. It's also Tesefus in the Chiyah Shmira. It happened three times, so you should already be more Shemir. You should be more aware. You should be Shemir more. Hadozer is an alimus in the Chiyah Shmira. That's the Tzad that Yesh Hadol says. The Torah was Mekel in the Chiyah Shmira of Koicha the first time. But after three times, maybe that's a Siba to be Machmer in the Chiyah Shmira. That Siba to be Shemir more, maybe it increases your Chiyah to Nezek Shalom. The same way it does by Tamos. Maybe no. Sfar the Torah said a hilchasa that Torah is always chatzin nezik, and the same thing with chatzar nezik. Chatzar nezik is a bigger imperative of shmir. Just don't let it go into chatzar nezik. So that normally increases it to nezik shalom. That's what Parvin's halacha that chatzar nezik increases my chiyuv shmir. Other than now I'm chayav nezik shalom. And on the other hand, maybe it does it for Saras also. Or maybe not. Maybe the hilchasa says not. The kaponim we saw in that Rabbeinu Peres is that hadol is not just an arbitrary thing. The way hadol works. The way Hadol works is that it increases my Chiyuv Shmir. And that's why I'm Chayav Nezek Shalom. Based on that, I think what Rabbeinu Peres is saying over here is that a short time after three times, after Hadol goes up to Nezek Shalom, it doesn't mean, that's where I would normally understand it. I would normally understand it, and there's certainly reasons to think so. That the way it works is that the first three times it wasn't rogel, that's a short time. After three times, it's not a time anymore. It's not mishun anymore. The first three times it's mishun. After three times, it's not mishun. It's just not mishun. Once it's not mishun, so it's no different than it's rogel. I think in Rebbeinu Peres it says over here. Rebbeinu Peres is saying that's not the havana. Karen is mishun. Karen is a ma'aseh mishun. To a certain degree, after three times is also mishum. The only thing is, after three times, I mean, you have to know because there are mekayim, certainly mekayim to say that three times makes the shor rogel. I think this Rebbeinu Peres is saying, even if the shor becomes rogel, but the mice itself is still a mice of mishum. The only thing is, it's because it happened three times, and I see that my shor does mice of mishum. I now know that the Shor does Ma'ase Mishunim. So the Chiyuv Shmir now is more. And that's why Chayim Nezek Shalom. But it's not Stam that Hadol makes it, that it's no longer a time and Tamas is irrelevant. The fact that it's no longer Mishunim. Hadol rather is a new Siba Mechayevus. Hadol says now you have to watch it. first three times mechatesa, you have to watch it from a ma'aseh mishuna. After three times, now I see my behema does this ma'aseh mishuna all the time. That's mechayev me, and that's mechayev me more in shmira, and that new increased chiyev shmira doubles my chiyev tashlum. Says Rabbeinu Peretz. So tada doubles my chiyev tashlum by every keren, which is mishuna and is chatzin ezek. Hada increases my chiyev shmira, and therefore it doubles my chiyev tashlum. If yesh hadolat tzeres, you're almost off. If yesh hadolat tzeres, then the same thing happens by tzeres. Tzeres, I have a lesser chiyuv of shmira, but after this hadah increases my chiyuv of shmira, and therefore doubles my chiyuv of tashlum. Comes along the Rabbeinu Peretz and says, but hadah, this new increased chiyuv of shmira that I have after three times, it's not so olim that it should quadruple my chiyuv of tashlum. Originally, I was only had to pay Rabbi Nezer. But this is a mice in which I have very little chiyuv shmir. A, it's tam, it's mishuna. B, it's shiris, it's koicha. So koicha of mishuna, my chiyuv shmira is very small. It's only mechayiv me revia nezik. Now I have hadah, and it may be that there's hadah for shiris, and maybe there's hadah for shiris, and maybe there's hadah, and there's certainly hadah for tamus. But if you want to, but if that would be true, if there's hadah for tzeres and there's hadah for tamos, that means that the hadah in this case, this new chiyuv shmir that hadah imposes on me, it's going to make me chayiv four times as much. It's going to quadruple my chiyuv shmir. That's not shaykh. We find in Torah that hadah doubles my chiyuv shmir. We don't find in Torah that hadah quadruples my chiyuv shmir. That's the ibbetach of what he's saying. Now, it's not just that after hadah is not a tam. You know, it's just, that's not the pshat. Hadah is a new reason to increase my chiyuv shmira, because hadah means, because it's a mu'ud, because of the hadah, I have to watch it more. Because I have to watch it more, so tam goes up the mu'ud. Now this ma'isim mishuna, now machayim mi nezek shalom. Not because it's not mishuna anymore, it's still mishuna. But because there was hadah, now my chiyuv shmira became greater. And the Rambam says, to a certain extent, maybe this is sort of implicit in the whole notion of hadah by tzeres. How's there hadah by tzeres? Rashi asked. It's in the Rashi Mishnah asked. It was rogel to begin with. So what's the hadah? So he explained. Yeah, but this. So when I asked, so he explained it to Rebbeinu Peretz. Maybe it was rogel, but the ma'aseh machiyuv shmira koicha was less. But hadah makes me hadah makes a greater chiyuv shmira. So the whole idea of hadah with tzeres kiruchayu. You see such a thing that it does not stand that it's ois mishuna. If hadah just meant, if mu'ud just meant, it's not a mishuna anymore. So what would that do with tzeres? That's Rashi's kashma. That's in the Lishna Kama. That's what Rashi. That's Rashi's charge against the whole Lishna Bastra. How could there be hadah for tzeres ki yuchayu? Hadah just means it's not mishuna anymore. This was never mishuna. Where is the hadah? That we saw in Rabbeinu Peretz already. That Rabbeinu Peretz understood that a hadah is not. Hadah doesn't mean it's not mishuna anymore. Hadah means there's a new chiyuv shmira. So the same way there's a new chiyuv shmira that makes tam, that makes me chayiv nezik sholem for what was once upon a time a short tam. So there's a new chiyuv shmira that perhaps makes me chayiv nezik sholem for what was once upon a time only koicha, and on koicha the Torah was making the chiyuv shmira. So you see tak already. That's what I'm saying, that the two Rabbeinu Peretz are connected. You see already that the idea of hadah is not stam, that it's not mishun anymore. The idea of hadah is that if it's a new chiyuv shmira, and the new chiyuv shmira increases my chiyuv. As I made a pair, it's fine, but how much did the Torah say that it increases my chiyuv? Double, but not quadruple. So if my original chiyuv shmira would be revi and nezik, then there's no mokum to say that Ali Dehado is going to go up to it's going to go up to nezik shal. That's the beginning of Rebbeinu Peretz, and this lays the foundation for all the rest of the things Rebbeinu Peretz says.
So it's not increasing your chiyuv for halts the keren shiva, it's only increasing the chiyuv of the tzeres.
No, it's increasing if there would be hadah every year, and it would go up four times. That's what we're saying. We're saying if hadah works for tzeres, if there's shinul tzeres, there would be an ezek, and if there's hadah tzeres, then it's come out that hadah is going to increase my chiyuv four times, and that's absurd. So it must be that there's no hadah for tzeres; there's only hadah for tamas. So in the meila, the hadah makes my chiyuv for the keren for the mishuna shabbat double, but it has no effect on the tzeres. In the meila, I go from revi'ah to chatzin.
If if we're saying that Hadah is rising the Chiv Shmira, so we just say that this one crack, whatever, why should we break it up into Soros and Karen, just look at what he did and say, oh, he did this three times, so then it should double. Why should we say this part of it doubles and this part of it doubles?
Well, in a way, that's the Hemshech of a minute. In a way, that's what it's going to ask. In a way, at least it could be translated into that. But let's see the Hemshech. We have 5 minutes, maybe we can finish the rest of Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz continues, in Tamar, this is just, so you're telling me that it can't quadruple. Okay, fine. So I understand, Tzoros of Karen can't quadruple. So by Tzoros of Karen, it can't go from a quarter to a Nezik Shalom. But by Tzoros of Regel, maybe it goes from half to full. What's he asking? We could translate it into this Hezbollah that we're saying. That he's asking, fine, maybe La'olam Hadah is a new Siva Machayevus. You're telling me that Hadah only has the Kayach to double something, doesn't have the Kayach to triple? Okay. So by Tzoros of Karen, the Hadah will double it to Chatzi Nezik. And by Tzoros of Regel, the Hadah will double it from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalom. But why are you telling me categorically there's no Hadah with Tzoros? Maybe there is Hadah with Tzoros. But by Tzoros of Karen, since it starts off as Revi and Nezik, the Hadah, this Nuchi of Shmira, doubles it to Chatzi Nezik. And by Tzoros of Regel, where it starts off as Chatzi Nezik, so the Nuchi of Shmira doubles it to Nezik Shalom. So where's the Raya? Why are you telling me? What's the Kasha and Rav's? Where's the Imtim Shleim over here? Yeshin and Tzoros the Revi and Nezik. And true, by Tzoros of Karen, Hadah could only double it to Chatzi Nezik. But by Tzoros of Regel, Rav is still at Abaya. Maybe by Tzoros of Regel, the Chiyuv can double from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalom. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Kishu b'Tosfos. We had this lesson talking Tosfos Chesed Al. Came into Ikar Dov, Karen Tzibu of Ein Adov, Tzoros the Karen, who had him Tzoros the Regel. Since the parsha of Hadon the Torah was said by Tzoros of Karen, if there's no Hadon by Tzoros of Karen, so there's no Hadon by Tzoros of Regel. In other words, at this point, Rabbeinu Peretz, you see from the Torah that his question at first was, maybe by Karen, the Hadah doesn't work on the Tzoros part. But by Regel, it should work on the Tzoros part. So he said, that doesn't make any sense. If Hadah doesn't work on the Tzoros part of Karen, then it's not going to work on the Tzoros part of Regel, because that's not the whole parsha of Hadah. Tzoros says by Karen, not by Regel. But then he goes on and he asks, and this is more like what you were saying, Aval Ksas Kosha, Kikul Meimar, Bi Hadah Havi Bechul Tzoros. There is Hadah on the Tzoros part. But what does Hadah do? It doubles the Chiyuv. L'chayev Mu'ed Kiflayim Ibitam. And therefore, Gabe Shinui, by Karen, it'll be mi reveal chetzi. And by Urche, it'll be mi chetzin and mi chetzin esik, l'nesik shalom. In other words, not that there, maybe there is Hadol at Tzoros. But what is Hadol? It's a Nuchi of Shmira. So this Nuchi of Shmira should make reveal nesik go up to chetzin esik. That's not a Hadol on the Karen part and not on the Tzoros part, on the Thomas part and not on the Tzoros part. It's Hadol on both. But it's Hadol on both that makes them go from reveal to chetzi. This makes sense. In the line of what he's saying before, we understand what he's saying. Maybe there is Hadar L'Tzoros, and there is Hadar for Tamos. But since Hadar doesn't mean it's Oistam, Hadar means that it is a new Chiyuv Shmira that doubles my Chiyuv for a Maisa Meshunah, and it doubles my Chiyuv for a Maisa of Tzoros. So fine, so it doubles my Chiyuv. So my Tzoros Meshunah, my Tzoros of Karen, will go from Revi'a to Chetzi. The new Chiyuv Shmira will double the Chiyuv. But by Regel, where it was never Meshunah and it started off as Chatzin Nezik, maybe it doubles it and now I go to Nezik Shalom. So the answer is two tables. Miu be'ador, the posuk, siv Nezik Shalom, short achashar. Number one, could be that in Sfar you can say such a thing, but that's not the way Hadar is described in Torah. The Hadar is described in Torah as Nezik Shalom. So to the extent that there's Hadar, if there is Hadar and Tamus and on Tzoros, that would mean it'd be, and it's Mechayiv min Chatzin Nezik. So how could that be? The Torah, when it talks about Hadar, doesn't only talks about Nezik Shalom. So yet, if there's Hadar at all, it's Hadar of Nezik Shalom. That's Teres number one. No, it's Inacham. In Svar, maybe the Kavisha is Hadar from Revi'a to Chetzi, but it can't be because every Hadar has to come from Hadar in the Torah. And if that in the Hadar in the Torah only gives me one option, there's only one flavor: Hadar that makes it Nezik Shalom. So since over here that's not doesn't make any sense because it can't be Kifli Kiflayim. So it must be that when the Torah talks about Hadar, it's not talking about Tzoros. Because if the Torah, when it talked about Hadar, was talking about Tzoros, then the Torah should have described the Tzoros, so the Torah should have described the Hadar of Chatzin Nezik. Since the Torah doesn't describe Hadar of Chatzin Nezik, it must be, and Kifli Kiflayim is absurd, so therefore it must be that the Torah, when it talked about Hadar, was never talking about Tzoros, because Tzoros doesn't have Hadar. Fine. Oidish loymar. Filofia emes nichud da habayis habim bechol din gam al yidei shinud. Very interesting. Oidish loymar. Oidish loymar. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe even if the shinud serves the revi nezek, while they hadosh go up to chatzin nezek. And there could be such a bayah. Rova's bayah by Karen. Rova's bayah by Karen. Rova's, in other words, maybe the Olam had da'a. Maybe the Olam by Karen. The Kaki goes from Revi and Ezek to Chatzin and Ezek. The way we said. But Rova himself, when Rava asked the, when Rava posed the buyer, Yeshinu Litzeris, it was like this. Maybe Lo'ilam, by Karen it goes from Chavriya to Chetzi, and by Regal it goes from Chetzi to Nezek Shalom. And then that maybe that's really true. So what does that mean, this Nimtin Suleima? The Nimtin Suleima is, because when Rava originally asked Yeshadol Litzeris, Rava was talking about Karen also. Rava asked across the board, Yeshadol Litzeris, by Karen also. But by Karen, there's no nafkamina. Because by Karen, you start at Revi and Ezek, whether there is Hadol Asuris or there's no Hadol Asuris, you're going to go up to Chatzin Ezek regardless. Because you can't go Kifli Kiflayim, so you can only go double. So whether there is Hadol for the Asuris part, there's no Hadol for the Asuris part, the Tamas part is going to go from Tamas to Muwadis. So it's going to be Chatzin Ezek. So what was Rava Shaila by Karen, Yesh Hadol Asuris, Ein Hadol Asuris? If Ravashi is right, that Yeshin Asuris is Revi and Ezek, and Asuris of Karen starts off at Revi and Ezek, so whether there's Hadol for both, or whether Hadol is not for both, Hadol is only on the Karen part, only on the Thomas part, but on the Tsharis part there's no Hadol, Kach Oy Kach, it's still going to only wind up as Chatzin Ezek. Because Hadol can only double. It can't quadruple. So you'll go, even if there's no Hadol for the Tsharis part, but you'll have Hadol for the, there's certainly Hadol for the Thomas part, so you'll go, the Thomas will no longer be a contributor. The Thomas will go from, Thomas will go, will have Hadol. And you wind up with Chatzin Ezek. And if they both have Hadol, it'll also be Chatzin Ezek, because Tzoris can't quadruple. Hadol can't quadruple. So why did Rava clear? So Rava still might have a sofek by Regal. Maybe Regal taka goes from, maybe Karen. But why did Rava have the Shaila, the Baya by Karen? By Karen, there's no Nafkamina. The whole Nafkamina would only be by Regal. But Rava cleared the Baya only by the Rava's Baya was by Karen too. So Mara has to answer, when Rava asked his Baya by Karen, by Tzoris of Karen, he meant it b'derechim tim Suleiman. The Baya of Regal is not b'derechim tim Suleiman. The Baya of Regal is independent, has nothing to do with Ravashi. But the Baya, you know, Rava Akilah had two bias. Well, not that they're not connected, but he had in effect two bias. What's the din of Tzoris of Regal, and what's the din of Tzoris of Karen? Does the Hadon make it go up to Nezek Shalom? So the Baya of Regal really is independent of Ravashi. Might be Shinu Tzoris of Ezek, it might not. We could still clear by Regal. Maybe Regal goes up to Nezek Shalom, maybe it doesn't, Tali, they had Hadon. But Rav, so Nechanamit, but the Gemara just means, but Rav's Baya was also by Karen. By Karen, if Tzoris of Karen starts at Rabbi and Ezek, so after three times, there's no Kshayla, there's no Sofik. It can't go up to Nezek Shalom, that's Kifle Kiflayim. It certainly goes up to Chatzin Ezek. I mean, that's for sure Mestaber. Karen after three times, Tzoris of Karen after three times, you know, the Tamus part certainly doubles, and the Tzoris is only Chatzin Ezek, and so you'll have Chatzin Ezek. So Rav didn't really. If Yesh Shinu Tzoris Revi and Ezek, then by Tzoris of Karen after three times it's for sure going to be Chatzin Ezek, ain't welcome to stop it. But Rava was mistopic. He didn't limit his baya to Regal. He asked across the board. It must be that part of Rava's baya was B'derechim Tim Sulaim. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Next time I want to look at the Rambam. Just thank you, the Rambam, and then we'll go ahead. Thank you.